Now, this man might be ho-ho-hoing today. It could be Christmas. For our man, Scotty Brunson, who joins us here on RSN. Hey, good afternoon to you, Scotty.
Good afternoon, boys. How are we?
Good, thank you, mate. You must have been up nice and early preparing your runners for this meeting at Launceston. You had about 19 to get ready.
Yeah, we did. We started at 5 o'clock. We worked about 40 horses and then loaded the truck. So I had about 3 minutes to get ready and...
You've done well.
Yeah, done all right. Yeah, done all right.
You scrubbed up very well. With the matching tie and the jacket on.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that.
You're sponsored by MJ Bale these days.
I don't know why I'm sponsored by mate. The missus bought this.
Well, considering when you won the race, I think it was on Cup Day, I interviewed you and you didn't have a tie on Cup Day at Flemington.
Caned by Peter Moody and Dave Eustace. So,
did they?
Yeah. I said, well, Mood should know, because when you've got a fat neck, you get sick of wearing a tie.
Someone did say, I met Peter Moody for the first time there last night. Jeez, he's a big man.
I think he's trimmed down, Moods, compared to his halcyon days. Now, if we were giving you $100 today...
No, 200.
200. What's your
Thanks,
play?
Right, what's me play? I reckon Penstock will bounce back from his bad first up run. He's had a trial in between, done a bit of work with him. He's travelled up here better today, so I think he's a great chance in race three. I think I'm a really good chance in race four with both horses, with a little bit of juice in the track. Got Banstead will roll along near the top, and Malmus will just settle where he's comfortable.
$8 for Penstead. Banstead's at $4.20. Malmus at $6.
Right, okay. Might be a good Quinella. Mm-hmm. I thought in The three-year-old, I've got a Mandela Effects half-brother first up again, Galanus. A little bit concerned with the track. Maybe just worries me a little bit first up over 1,200, but he's a very, very good horse. Also got Heavenly Light in that, who's fit well, will handle the track conditions and probably stick ahead right in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. $7.50 Heavenly Light, whereas Galanus is the favourite at $3.20, so just be wary at the short odds.
Hasn't the tab got a wild card spot for the All-Star Mile?
Yes.
Have you met Scott Brunton?
We're sort of in the hands of the organisers to steer us in the right direction there. Well, so no, I'd...
Mandela Effect win by 10 lengths today.
No, put it this way. Win by 10 today and I'll see you after the race.
He's a bit of a duffer on a wet track, so it's a little bit of a concern. He's unplaced, I think, twice on wet tracks.
Okay.
Could be a little bit of a concern, but...
Don't tell me the stablemate's going to knock him off.
Ooh, look out. Maybe. So... he handles this sort of Launceston wet tracks okay. He's very versatile and he's not one-dimensional, but he will lead today.
So if you had to pick one right now, I'm leaning towards reading your body language. Hell of a street.
I just think he might be hard to catch out in front.
Okay.
What are those prices, Adam?
$2.70 Hell of a street. And Mandela Effect has been $1.50 into $1.45, but swinging the wrong way, judging by those comments.
Oh, I'm a bad judge, boys.
What about the day you declared the inevitable? Declared it won.
Down the straight at Flemington.
Down the straight, yeah.
Paid about $9, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Guess how much I had on?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Froggy says it can win the Newmarket after its trial.
Yeah, it can. Yeah, it could win it before the trial, but yeah, its trial was good.
Who's riding it in the Newmarket?
Brett Preble. Yeah, so be interesting to see.
My guest has been on the line, has he?
Yeah, no, Preble rang himself.
Oh, did he?
So that's why it took me out off to him.
Yeah. No 5% for you, my guest, then.
Yeah, guess he gets north. Yeah.
There's one I want to ask you about. It's been nibbled at really good odds. It's I Remember You, 31 into 15, and just keeps tightening in race 7, the Vamos Stakes.
She went awful last start, but she got into a lot of trouble. She's had a bit of an on and off prep where I have been struggling to get her spot on, but I'm hoping she is today. Loves a soft track. We'll roll along somewhere near the lead. I reckon they might try to take a sit on Darush. Mm-hmm. But we'll just have to see. She'll be up there close and she loves a soft track.
We'll remember her then today.
Yes. Yep.
Vamos Rafa.
Is he up to the Lonnie Cup?
I think it's a massive ask. Yeah. It's a massive ask. 3-year-old against the older horses. His greatest underpriced horse in the world. I reckon he should have been $101 and he's 11, I think, or 12.
But so. He just keeps firming in. Is that Maxi Gorn's tipping round?
Must be. Or Hamish Blake's, I don't know. So
yeah,
there's a couple of big names in there. But look, we're testing him out. If he run top eight, I would say it was a massive pass. I haven't got any.
Sorry, Max.
Just on a business front, I mean, how good to have people of that profile involved in the stable and in racing in general.
Yeah, absolutely. It's terrific. I got an email from Hamish Blake the other day asking if they could get the trophy and the rug so they could they could have a bit of a drink around at his place quietly. So, probably not naming any names, but he said a couple of mates. So I think that's good. I didn't think they'd have a hope in hell of even knowing it was going around, to be perfectly honest, down in Tassie, but they did. So good on them.
Yeah, and so how did you get the horse?
Richie Lemming sacked it.
Yep.
Mate. Sure to know that he sacked it and he ran second to it in the derby.
What did you say to him?
Nothing. He said, I couldn't mention it on radio. What he said to me. It was a good result. So.
Shot of Irish I like today. Am I on the right path?
Yeah, you're on
there?
The right track. I set him for this race. Yeah. 1,200 first up. He's got a great first up record. The only time he's been beaten first up was at Geelong when he couldn't get to the outside fence. It was on a day where you just had to be on the outside fence or you couldn't win. He doesn't map well. He'd probably be caught three or four deep early, but he's a horse that likes a bit of room anyway. I expect him to be very hard to beat and he'll be off the Melbourne. I think two starts ago he ran third to Age of Chivalry and last start he ran second to Junipel. So
should they were here today... This.
They'd be pretty short.
He's a 290 shot of Irish and GG's second over is a favourite of 240.
Yep. 240, yeah. It's about their right mark. So Rudica first up, yeah, freshen up. Bloke Peter Carrick and I racing together, so hoping for a result. Yeah, we set him for the race as well, so he's a good second stringer.
And the fave in the last.
Yeah.
Well, he couldn't have rode it any worse last start, so... He absolutely took an axe to it. He sat four deep early, then took off at the 700 up the hill at Hobart and got beaten right on the line. So,
what was the conversation after the race?
There was no conversation. I left the mounting yard. Yeah. I had to
That's
go.
Smart, actually.
You know when you got to eject? Yeah. It was that time.
It's like a coach that really doesn't want to face the media after the match, after his side's just been terrible.
They know it's worse when you say nothing at all.
It's a nice song.
All right. It wins the last to get anyone out of trouble. The first, you can hear the horses in the background are in the mounting yard. You've got to go out and probably give some instructions. What have you got in the first?
We've got Tegan's got Lamont de Lucas.
Oh, yes.
He's had a little freshen up, drawn a bit of a sticky gate. Dad's walked the track and didn't think it was too bad to the inside at this stage. So thought maybe if a little bit more rain came, it might chew out a little bit. But, it's a chance.
Yeah, that's good intel for the punters out there. So the inside's not too bad, but you think it will chop out as the day progresses. And Tegan's been going quite well lately.
She's going good.
She?
Yeah, girl. Yep, she does a good job.
Yeah.
Lets me lay next to her and she works all day for me. Yeah. Well, she does an incredible job.
She says she trains the inevitable.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. good luck today, Scotty. Did we get the one best?
No, I think
did we zero in on one?
If I'm having $200... Say if I'm on the money, I'd make it $100. I reckon we have something on Penstock in the third, maybe 50 or 25. Yep. We back the Quinella in race 4, the 9 and the 4, and maybe lean something towards the 9.
Yep.
Race 5, we probably leave alone. Race 6, we back Hell of a Street to defeat Mandela Effects. Race 7, small each way, I remember you at a price.
Yep.
We smash Shot of Irish with all the winnings that we've got from those races. And... We have 100 on Words of Pride.
Yeah, it's been best, though.
Oh, then we put all of it on Words of Pride. And then we had enough money to get our own helicopter back to Melbourne.
Because we won't let you blokes get out of here. If they all win, you're in
and,
trouble.
And we can't wait to see the inevitable back in Melbourne for the new market.
That's fantastic, guys. We're very excited to get over there. He'll be heading over next Thursday night.
On the boat?
Yep. On the boat, so we'll travel over with him as well, and we'll go from there.
So you go on the boat as well?
Yep, yeah.
What's that like? In with a horse?
No.
He's on the dance floor. Playing the pokies.
I'll rip it up here all night, yeah. So I'll pass out before the boat goes, because I'm not a good traveller on the boat. So.
Hey, you're a star, Scotty.
Good on you, boys.
Good luck today, mate.
We appreciate your time, and, if you don't train at least three winners...
I'll be dirty.
Yep.
Good on you.
Thanks, Scotty.
Good on you, boys.
Good on you, Scotty.
Hey, Adam, always...